And one more mojito for the ladies. That'll be $25.50. This group of ladies has been begging me to take a shot with them all night. If I had to guess, I'd say they used to be a tight-knit group of friends. Maybe they haven't seen each other for a while. They probably started off the day with a low-key brunch, perhaps followed by a trip to the cinema. Then they likely went out to dinner and had a few cocktails. Now they've stumbled into my bar, and although they're showing no signs of slowing down, I bet one of them will be asleep at their table in less than an hour. After bartending for as long as I have, you learn how to read people. I managed to appease them with a promise that I will take a shot with them once my shift is over. Lucky for me, they'll probably be long gone before it's time for me to close up. Ah well, at least the tip they've given me is good. Man, the bar is surprisingly full tonight. The high bar is just an old dive bar on the east side of town. Sure, we've got cheap drinks and a damn fine jukebox, but we don't typically see more than a few regulars on a weeknight like this. I get a moment of quiet to myself as everyone's attention turns to the jukebox. While I've got a minute, I think I'll work on perfecting my gin and tonic recipe. People loved my last blood orange and basil concoction. Ah, damn. Guess I'll save the recipe experiments till after I serve the customer who just walked in. Oh, it's you. You're new, as of a few months ago. You make me question whether I'm actually good at reading people or not. You come in here about once a week, and damn, I can't figure you out, but I'd really like to. A leather beret sits on your head, pulled down low so that your eyes are hard to see. You're wearing a chic black dress with a leather handbag slung over your shoulder. There's an edge about you. You look out of place, and yet, like you could take any of the rough and tough regulars sitting at the bar. Slowly, you make your way to the bar. You're wearing some bright red lipstick on those full lips, and you look so good. If memory serves, you'll be ordering a Moscow Mule double shot.
Yes, thank you.
You got it. I'm not usually one to have troubles with the ladies. I know my strengths and how to use them. Everyone loves the charming bartender. I'm good at talking to customers. I'm friendly, outgoing when I need to be. I think I'm a pretty charismatic guy. But with you, I feel weak. I feel a bit nervous, maybe. There you are. You pull out your wallet and I wave it away. It's on the house.
That's very kind, but really, there's no need.
You push the bills into my hands and wave me off politely when I attempt to give you the change. Damn, and you're a good tipper. Just like every other time I see you wander in, you have this look of indifference on your face. Like you have no time for bullshit, mine or anyone else's. It's not that you seem stuck up, not at all. In all of our interactions, you're quite kind. You're just confident. You know what you want, and you're not into wasting time. I can't help but watch you as you make your way to a corner table. As you settle in, I swear I catch you watching me as you sip your drink. Oh, I think I might be getting hard. I'm just thinking about all the things I'd like to do with you. And that glimmer in your eyes makes me wonder if you're thinking about it too. Okay, tonight is the night. I'm going to talk to you. I'm also going to make you the absolute best gin and tonic you've ever tasted. Good drinks are always a good icebreaker. I wave my co-worker over and ask him if he's good to man the bar for the rest of the night. I promise him I'll make it up by doing all the mopping and disinfecting tomorrow. With his blessing, I get started on mixing the drink. 3 squeezes of lime, basil-infused gin, and a nice long shake. There, perfect. Well, here goes nothing. Hey, I thought you might be interested in our house specialty. You look at me and smile, and I feel my pulse quicken. This is so strange. I'm not usually nervous around customers.
That's very kind of you.
You motion for me to sit across from you, and I slide into the seat, trying not to look as excited as I actually am. Despite having accepted the drink from me, you pay no attention to it as I settle into the booth across from you. It's our best-selling drink. You continue to stare at me, that little smirk, teasing me relentlessly. So, usually I come across more confident, but you actually make me really nervous, so I'm just gonna say it. I'm trying to flirt with you.
Oh, I've noticed.
Okay, good. Well, I've put myself out there now, so how about it?
You know, I have to admit, I don't usually make a habit of talking to random men in bars, but you do make a good cocktail. It's why I keep coming back here, actually.
You offer me a more vulnerable smile, and I feel myself relaxing right into our conversation. We start chatting, and it's as if you're an old friend. Turns out, you're not as stoic as you let on. You are actually quite funny and very witty. Your sharp sense of humour makes you even more attractive, and the sound of your laugh gives me goosebumps. Despite the conversation flowing smoothly, there is still something about you that keeps me on my toes. I like how I feel while I talk to you. It's as if anything could happen at any moment. It's thrilling. You don't ever let me take control of the situation. You steer every conversation we have in a polite way, of course. You laugh loudly at your own jokes and giggle quietly when I make one you just can't help but find funny. You're bold and confident, and that intrigues me.
So, have you got a plan, Mr. Gin and Tonic? Are you going to chat all night, or are you going to take me home?
Damn, you are a vixen. Your mouth is so inviting. Your attitude is so sexy. Everything about you is so intoxicating. Of course I want to take you home. I'm getting so desperate to kiss you, to touch you, to feel you.
Come on, don't get quiet on me now.
I would love to take you home. I actually live in the apartment above the bar.
Great, lead the way.
I wave over at my co-worker and give him a small nod. He grins back at me, and I think it's clear that I'm leaving early tonight. You follow me inside my dim apartment. As I'm locking the door, you head straight down the hall in search of the bedroom. I love how forward and direct you are. I follow you, guiding you with my hand on the small of your back into my dimly lit bedroom. Feeling my hand resting on the small of your back awakens something inside me, and I push you gently against the wall as soon as we enter the room. I stare into your eyes and my cock twitches slightly as I watch you drag your teeth across your bottom lip. Fuck, you smell so good. The heat emanating from your body is so enticing. Although you're in the vulnerable position against the wall, you lean forward and kiss me with a passion and confidence that matches your attitude. Oh. Mmm. Oh, God. The taste of your lips mixed with the citrus from the drinks is so damn good. You have spun me around and have my wrists pinned against the wall. So, you like being in control in the bedroom? That's not surprising. You know, I kind of enjoy it, being at your mercy like this. Oh, your lips linger so close to mine without actually touching. You're torturing me with this teasing. You bite my bottom lip. Oh, and then finally, you kiss me again. It's like a spark of electricity explodes between us. All the pent-up desire rushes through my veins. Fuck yes, this is exactly what I need. My hands quickly find your waist and pull you towards me as your nails dig into my back.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's what I want. I want to make you moan like that. Louder. So loud the whole building will hear us. You pull me away from the wall and guide me towards the bed. You give me a little push until I'm on my back and you're climbing on top of me. I love how you take control. Take what you want.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.